Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
See, when I went through journalism school at the University of Montana, specifically the radio television department, we were taught to give credit where credit's due. Well, it should just be common sense, right? You give credit where credit's due. You know, unless your sources want to remain anonymous, they don't want their name used, okay, well, then you respect that. But now, I know that in most journalistic circles anymore, they don't follow any of these journalistic standards. You know, asking simple questions of your government, questioning government officials. We saw during the last 3 years in particular how many in the media mob, instead of questioning government officials like they were supposed to, no, instead they lectured you and they served as the propaganda arm for government. Well, anyway, I always say I like to give credit where credit is due here. We've got a great digital editor here that helps us with our Montana Talks website, and Rachel Helgeson is her name. I always like to joke whenever you see her walking down the hall, give them Helgeson. Rachel Helgeson, she does a great job for us here, but she shared this New York Post story with me the other day. Just came out a few days ago. Texas bill could ban Chinese, North Koreans, Iranians and Russians from buying land. Lawmakers in the Lone Star State are considering a bill that would ban individuals and business entities from China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia, from buying land in Texas. Sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? All right, Senate Bill 147, this is in Texas, is similar to measures put in place by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as Russia went to war with Ukraine. Despite that, though, some Texas Democrats are already declaring the proposal racist. But anyway, what about this idea to ban the foreign ownership of land? Now, it may not be the same legislation. It may be worded differently. We'll find out because later this morning, I know we're going to get a phone call from one Montana lawmaker, because for those of you who are saying, hey, that sounds like a great idea, why don't we do that here in Montana? Well, we are looking to do just that here in Montana. And if you've been listening to this show for quite some time now, you would know that this is a topic we've been covering very closely here, especially last summer when it was reported by a Fox News investigative reporter that U.S. intelligence officials were raising concerns that the Communist Chinese government, the Communist Chinese, was buying land near our nuclear missile silos here in Montana. That's threat number one. What is threat number two? Foreign billionaires funding outfits like the American Prairie Reserve to come in, kick the ranchers off the land so that they can turn it into their little playground for foreign elites or out-of-state elites. And then what does that do? It drives up the price of land. So if your kids want to start their own ranch and keep the land in production, which keeps our economy in production, well, they can afford it. Well, this foreign ownership of land and these out-of-state billionaires funding the APR drive up the price of the land so that a Montana kid can't ranch on it. Anyway, I'll tell you more about what's now.
ThompsonPools.com. Remember, if it isn't a Thompson Pool, it ain't worth a dip. Thompson Pools.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you. Anything and everything you want to talk about here on Montana Talks, especially after such a busy, packed series of shows that we had last week in Las Vegas from the SHOT Show. We want to leave the phone lines open for you here today. 406-294-0970 is the number on our Parsec data management phone lines, or you can send us a message on our Montana Talks app as well. The New York Post reporting this week that Texas lawmakers are eyeing a bill to outlaw foreign ownership of land in the Lone Star State. For those wanting to see something similar move forward here in Big Sky Country, well, I've got good news for you. A little background first here, though. You might remember, you know, I already told you about the concern about the communist Chinese buying land near our nuclear missile silos here in Montana. They've been buying a huge swath of farmland across the country. And in some instances, the farmland that they're purchasing is right next to military bases, like in North Dakota, home to sensitive American drone technology used by our military as well. So there's that national security concern. But you might recall back in December, we got a chance to catch up with Jim Steinbeiser, who was then the president of the Montana Stock Growers Association during their annual convention. And, you know, I threw out, you know, the generic question, hey, tell us, you know, what's on the agenda? What are the big topics that the stock growers are looking at here for your big annual convention, your annual meeting? And he specifically highlighted concerns over the foreign ownership of land. And back in December, he said this, quote, when it comes to the foreign-owned land, he said, we find it very troubling. For one thing, they are competition for ranchers to expand. And he says, well, that's a selfish reason, but it does raise land prices even higher, making it more unaffordable or nearly impossible for ranchers to purchase land to expand. And then he says, of course, with the Chinese, that is very troubling. Their strategic purchases make you really pause. Now, here is the good news. After our digital editor, Rachel, sent me that story from the New York Post, I said, wow, this is great because, you know, it ties in with a lot of these big stories that we've been covering. And oddly enough, the rest of the media has largely been ignoring. So the other thing I said, I better check in with our state lawmakers because I would almost guarantee that somebody is going to be proposing similar legislation. Here's the good news. State Senate President Pro Tem Ken Bogner, he's a state senator out of Miles City. He introduced Senate Bill 203 on this very issue this past Friday. Now, the bill hasn't been scheduled for its first hearing yet, but it has now been introduced. And then I also, while I was gone for the SHOT Show down in Vegas, I spotted a piece in the Helena Independent Record where they were covering the launch of the Montana Freedom Caucus. And as the IR reported, the Montana Freedom Caucus also intends to prioritize this issue. Here's a quote from that Helena IR story. The group's additional priorities outlined Thursday include parental rights, election integrity, and foreign ownership. A loose term for concerns that other countries are buying up property in Montana, particularly around nuclear silos. Now, the other reaction I had to that story is, Helena IR, please tell us more. What are these reports about foreign countries purchasing land near our nuclear silos? Because I don't think you guys have given that story that much of attention. I know it got national attention on Fox News. I know we talked about it here on Montana Talks, but it's amazing to me how little that significant of a story got in attention from many in the rest of the media. All right, what do you think needs attention? Give us a call right now, 406-294-0970. First up, Steve in Ballantyne. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Morning, guys.
Yeah, morning.
You know, as if there's nothing better to be doing, but I don't know if you caught the news break on 9 o'clock here. Dick Durbin in the Senate, they're working on something to do with ticket sales, to do with concerts. Really? We have nothing better to do? I mean, is it like, are we going down the toilet, guys? I mean, we got the most corrupt president and his kid that's ever been, and we're going to work on ticket sales?
Yeah,
really?
I guess what was there was a big Taylor Swift concert that a bunch of people were trying to buy tickets for, and it was a huge fiasco with I don't know which company was running the ticket sales. I don't really care, but yeah, so that's what Dick Durbin, all the major issues in the country, he wants to tackle Taylor Swift ticket sales, huh?
Yeah. I mean, when we have the most corrupt, it's all over the news. I mean, can you imagine what the other countries right now are? First off, do you imagine how many of these classified documents are in enemy hands right now if he's been doing it for, say, 15 years. Can you imagine what our secrets are out there right now? And they're going to work on ticket sales.
Makes you wonder which party they're selling tickets for, right? Yeah, you know, and it's funny, too. You know, I hope Dick Durbin and a few of these other politicians, you know what they need to do? They need to stand on the floor of the Senate, and they just need to say, it's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me. You know, a little Taylor Swift song would do them good, I think, about now. What do you say?
I'd like to just call Gaines up and says, did you stand up and start laughing or what?
Oh, you almost have to. You just have to at this point. It's crazy. Oh, there's Travis Lee, our producer. He's got the
655-4444 or visit our website at 406essence.com. This product is for ages 21 and older. Please keep out of reach of children.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I know I said we were going to get more serious. We were going to serious things up here after that break. But then I realized during the break, I still have to tell the story. You know, yesterday on the show, we had so many great callers. And people were in. We had one caller in particular say, hey, Aaron, what was the coolest thing you saw at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas? We did three shows from the SHOT Show last week. And so I shared what I thought was the coolest thing that I saw at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. And then I just kind of threw it out there. I said, because I was kind of laughing, I was like, do you guys want to know what the funniest thing, you know, happened at the SHOT Show? I wouldn't say I saw funniest thing, you know, that happened, funniest thing that at least that I thought that we talked about. And I didn't get the message before we wrapped up the show yesterday, but right after the show, we had a message on our Montana Talks app from Jasmine in Glendive, listening to KXGN, and Jasmine in Glendive says she wants to hear the story. What was the funniest thing that happened down at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas? And no, it wasn't the ladies in the casino at 4:30 in the morning when we were walking to the show floor to do our show that were giving John Jackson the eyeball. That wasn't the funniest thing. So I'll tell that story here in just a second. But first, let's go back to your phone calls, 294-0970 on our Parsec data management phone lines. We got JQ Public on the line from Kalispell, apparently wants to weigh in on this foreign ownership of land here in Montana. JQ Public, great to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, John. Great show. I'm surprised that the DOD and Department of Defense and Homeland Security has been asleep at the wheel. I'm sure they're influenced by the Democratic Party about not being all-inclusive for all these foreign countries to invest here. When I heard this story broke about the Chinese investment near Malmstrom Air Force Base and the 153 silos we have there, and then you brought up earlier in the year about Bill Gates owning some 220,000 acres of farmland property, what if he takes all of that out of production? What if, you know, we are undermining our country's security? And why that, like you said, why Helena papers, why more newspapers here locally in Montana and Montana local news didn't give that way more attention. It's kind of scary where our priorities are.
Yeah,
right now.
That's a good point, because I understand why NBC News doesn't want to cover the communist Chinese story, because NBC Universal is trying to make big money off of the communist Chinese in China with their various entertainment products. Same reason why LeBron James and the NBA will sell out America in a heartbeat, because they want to sell a bunch of products to the communist Chinese, right? So they need to, you know, bow down to the government there in order to do so. But why would Montana media outlets not think that that's the story? Why, for example, are they not even doing interviews and doing news stories with our friends from Taiwan? That's our third largest trading partner from a Montana, you know, agriculture standpoint. They ignore our friends in Taiwan. Why? What do they have to lose? I mean, does Lee Newspapers have stockholders from China? What is the deal there? Because I'm with you. I'm just dumbfounded by this. It's a huge story. They're sorting, you know, they're citing U.S. intelligence officials, even under this lawless administration, that are admitting that. And yet it's not news to them. Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Got a message here from Jeff in Kalispell as well when it comes to, you know, this question of foreign ownership of land. In Texas, as I shared from this New York Post story, they want to ban foreign ownership of land, but it would have to be Chinese, North Korean, Iranian, or Russian ownership. That's who would. So it wouldn't ban all foreign land. It would just ban from those countries. Kind of like in Canada, they banned Russian ownership of land, just Russia, because of the war in Ukraine. But the question from Jeff in Kalispell is, why not just ban all foreign ownership of land? So that's actually a good question later on this hour. I know we're going to get a phone call from State Senator Ken Bogner out of Miles City. He is proposing this bill regarding foreign ownership of land. So I don't know if his bill is similar to the Texas bill, if it's targeted on just the communist Chinese, or if it's targeting all foreign ownership of land. But we'll find out here in a few minutes, because he's going to give us a call. If you want to call in before then, the phone lines are open for you. Call in right now, and we should be able to get you on fairly quickly. 406-294-0970. Okay, Jasmine in Glendive says she wants to hear the story. What was the funniest thing that either happened or funniest conversation, you name it, while we were at the SHOT Show down in Las Vegas? So it's O Dark 30. John Jackson, who was sidekicking with me down there, you know, we're getting ready for the show. And we're there before anybody else is at the SHOT Show. And what did Larry Keene with the National Shooting Sports Foundation told us? That there's like 52,000 people that attend the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, the world's biggest gun show, outdoor gear show, you name it, right? 52,000 people. And we're there with the cleaning crew at O Dark 30 in the morning because we got a show to do. So we're sitting there yapping. Anyway, at one point, John Jackson leans over to me because we were talking about what's going on in the news and, hey, what's he seeing on Twitter. And at one point, John Jackson turns over to me and he says, hey, you know this George Santos guy, you know this George Santos character? George Santos is a gay Republican congressman back in New York. And apparently this guy lied a bunch about his resume, made up a whole bunch of stuff. So in other words, he's just like Joe Biden, right? Because Joe Biden has lied about his resume, made up a whole bunch of stuff. So George Santos went full Joe Biden on us and apparently made up a bunch of stuff, said he worked for this company, said he went here, said he went there. And apparently, you know, almost all of it's a lie. And so he's facing a lot of criticism, of deservedly so, facing a lot of pressure to step down. And anyway, so that story had already been out there. Well, John Jackson shows me this tweet. He's like, hey, did you see this? And the news had come out that George Santos had been a drag queen back in the day in Brazil. And so I turned to John Jackson. I was like, well, that's it, John. Because keep in mind, here we are with the SHOT Show. We got thousands of booths behind us, gun companies, you know, all sorts of gun components, you know, and things like that, body armor and everything. And so I turned to John Jackson. I said, well, that's it. You can't take a shot at George Santos at all now, because he was a drag queen. He's got drag queen body armor on. You can't take a shot at George Santos. He's wearing drag queen body armor. And then we're laughing about how, you know, next year at the SHOT Show, we're going to launch our own business and we're going to have a booth at the SHOT Show. We are going to sell drag queen body armor. Here you go. Just wear this pink negligee and nobody can take a shot at you because you're wearing drag queen body armor. You can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. And nobody is allowed to criticize you or take a shot at you because you are now wearing drag queen body armor. Who knows? Maybe even George Santos will show up for a celebrity appearance at the SHOT Show with us next year. So anyway, that was what I thought was one of the funnier moments of our time down at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. And then we had fun with Dr. Gorka, Sebastian Gorka, and, oh yeah, you got back pain, I got back pain. So we had some fun kind of talking trash to Gorka, and luckily he laughed at all of it, so we didn't get into a fist fight on Radio Row there. All right, let's see what else in the news here to yap about here this morning. The number for you, 406-294-0970. This was another story that John Jackson and I had talked about last week. The New Zealand Prime Minister, did you hear? The New Zealand Prime Minister is now stepping down. She is resigning. She was like 37 years old when she was elected as Prime Minister. And she was celebrated by the international liberal mob media like she was the best leader in the world. Well, the news came out last week that she was resigning. Or not that she was resigning, that she was not going to run for re-election. She claims that she's just burnt out. That she's just burnt out. When in reality, and John and I talked about this at the time, she knew that she was on the verge of suffering a massive defeat if she decided to run for re-election, because she was known as the COVID queen. She locked down New Zealand like she was Xi Jinping himself. And so she was celebrated by the tyrannical media that loved her tyrannical actions. Anyway, there's a great piece in the Federalist.com this morning. New Zealand's prime minister is the first COVID tyrant to fall, but she won't be the last. And Helen Raleigh makes some of those points that I just kind of shared with you here. But here's what else is interesting. She didn't just rise to international fame because she became known as the COVID queen for her draconian lockdowns during COVID-19. She got international fame with the tyrannical media because of her support for gun control. In fact, what did she do here? She ended up basically there. So there was the 2019 Christchurch terror attacks, where a gunman killed several people in two mosques. So Ardern is her name, Jacinda Ardern. She introduces a strict gun law that banned all, quote, military-style semi-automatic guns and so-called assault rifles. She established a mandatory gun buyback program. She even wore a hijab to show her respect for the Muslim community. Okay, well, how did that work? So she implements all this gun control, all these gun control laws. Helen Raleigh reports this for TheFederalist.com. It turned out that the strict gun law Ardern championed failed to curb gun crimes. On the contrary, gun crimes rose to a 10-year high after the law went into effect, and that's according to Radio New Zealand. So she's not just stepping down because she's burnt out. The people were burnt out on her and her tyranny. Not only do we have full audio on our Montana Talks app, full audio of all of our show coverage from the big SHOT Show down in Las Vegas, Nevada, we also did some write-ups on some big stories. First off, Governor Gianforte blocking ESG in state investments in Montana. We caught up with Gun Talks, Tom Gresham. You got to check out that write-up. Dana Lash and much more. It's all there, MontanaTalks.com, or better yet, download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone and you'll get it in real time.
This is Where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
The agriculture economy is dependent on many different factors, from weather, government regulations, inflation, and it seems all three of those examples have been impacting farmers the last couple of years all at once. Stephen Nicholson is Rabobank's global strategist and says the best advice he can give to farmers and ranchers is to be patient. But prepare.
I mean, we're in a situation now of high inflation. Yes, it's come down, but this is not going to go away tomorrow. So to think that fertilizer, seed costs, equipment costs, part costs, fuels are going to go down tomorrow, land costs go down. That's probably not going to happen anytime soon. You need to be better planners, really. Let's kind of use the same word. Because one of the things we started talking to producers, even last spring, we said, you need to start planning for 23 now. And frankly, if you're planning for 23 season now, you're probably behind the eight ball.
But Nicholson believes the U.S. agricultural economy has the ability to bounce back fast.
Yeah, we do. And I'm going to quote one of the macroeconomists here in the States. He says the U.S. economy is the cleanest shirt in the dirty laundry. And I think it's a great quote because it does say, and not a, sort of a chamber of commerce sort of speech, but the U.S. economy is the most resilient in the world.
With that optimism, Nicholson believes there will be an uptick in U.S. agricultural exports later this year. I'm Lane Northlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, any minute now we should be getting a phone call from State Senator Ken Bogner out of Miles City talking about a bill he just introduced on Friday dealing with the foreign ownership of land. So that'll be here in just a few minutes. We do have the phone lines open for you right now, though. If you want to call in real quick before we chat with Senator Bogner, the phone number 406-294-0970. Lots of different topics we can talk about here this morning. Let me tell you about something that is definitely making the rounds. And this is a letter. I know our friends in the Flathead already heard this, but I think this is something that our friends listening all across Montana, especially right now, if you're listening in Missoula, I think many of you are going to be nodding your heads in agreement when it comes to this letter from the Flathead County Commissioners that was just sent out to Flathead County residents on January 19th. You can already see some in the liberal mob media are outraged by this, but I think most Montanans would agree that this letter is completely spot on. They're talking about the homeless situation and how some of these programs in places like Missoula and, yes, even in the Flathead, are recruiting out-of-state transients to move into Montana, take advantage of these programs, and bring the crime and the drugs with them. Here's the letter. We, the Flathead County Board of Commissioners, are addressing the community after receiving numerous complaints of an increasing and distressing problem in our valley. The Flathead Beacon recently reported that Kalispell has the second highest number of homeless in the state. If we continue to enable the homeless population, then those numbers will increase. The simple truth is that providing homeless infrastructure has the predictable consequence of attracting more homeless individuals to our community. When a low-barrier shelter opened in our community, we saw a dramatic increase in homeless individuals. Using social media and smartphones, these wanderers are well-networked and eager to share that Kalispell has services to serve their lifestyle. Make no mistake, it is a lifestyle choice for some. In fact, many of the homeless encountered in our parks, streets, and alleys consist of a progressive networked community who have made the decision to reject help and live unmoored. Although well-intended, facilities that offer only shelter and no accountability exacerbate the problem. Therefore, it is our hope that our community will be unified in rejecting all things that empower the homeless lifestyle. Many times that spare change that you give to the homeless individual standing at the intersection is used for drugs and alcohol. We are asking our peers serving on city councils to not permit or expand warming shelters that bring more of these homeless individuals to our community. We believe that hard conversations solve hard problems. We ask members of our community to speak out about their experiences with the homeless. Only together can we make it clear to this networked homeless community that enough is enough. Anyway, that is the letter that is getting a lot of attention here today. Very well written letter there. And I know many of our friends in Missoula are saying, wow, that is exactly why Missoula has such a problem with transients and vagrants and the crime and the drugs. In fact, if you go to our Montana Talks website right now, you will see a story from our friends at KGVO Radio where a man punched a pregnant woman in the stomach at the Missoula shelter. This is the type of crime that we are talking about. And that's just one headline. They pump out several headlines a week in Missoula. All right, we do now have State Senator Ken Bogner on the phone, and then we'll try to get to more of your calls after that as well. State Senator Ken Bogner joining us from the capital city of Helena. Senator Bogner, great to have you on the show this morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Great to be with you.
Yeah, hey, well, I'll tell you what, the moment I saw this story out of Texas, I said, God, we got to do the same thing here in Montana. We got to figure out a way to curtail this foreign ownership of land, especially when it comes to what we hear the communist Chinese have been doing. Anyway, what do you want to tell folks about this new legislation you just introduced?
Yeah, on Friday, I introduced Senate Bill 203, which prohibits the sale of both critical infrastructure and ag production land to foreign adversaries. And foreign adversaries are defined by the Secretary of Commerce as China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran. So I'm excited to introduce that and have the hearing Thursday afternoon in Senate Ag to make sure that we, you know, prevent these foreign adversaries from buying up, you know, our ag land here in Montana.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, it makes sense, right? If you know, Canada's gonna ban Russia, well, why wouldn't we add other adversaries to the list here? So it sounds like your legislation is very similar to what our friends in Texas are proposing right now as well.
It is. I'd actually gotten the idea for critical infrastructure from Texas. They had passed that legislation a couple years ago, and I thought, oh, that's great, but we need to add ag production land on top of critical infrastructure, because if you think about it, our ag land is critical infrastructure. Like, that is, you know, it's so critical to Montana. It is such a big part of our, like, economy, and it, you know, it feeds the nation. So it's not just ag land, it's part of our infrastructure.
Yeah, food security is national security. If you can't feed your people, then imagine the type of chaos that will ensue. And let's be honest, with the way that the Joe Biden, John Tester inflation is hitting Montanans' pocketbooks, that type of basic security has been a question for a lot of people.
Exactly. We've seen that inflation where it is hard to find food. We see it right now with egg prices, you know, skyrocketing. We want to make sure that our food is secure and that we don't have foreign actors, you know, fiddling with what we need to live, our food.
Yeah, not only do we see it with the communist Chinese, we also see where foreign actors are funding outfits like the American Prairie Reserve. You got Swiss billionaires, one of them. And they're trying to kick the ranchers off the land and kind of turn Montana into this playground for the elites. I know that's another topic that a lot of folks would like to see the legislature deal with as well.
Yeah, we're going to see some additional legislation come to address that topic now, or soon. It's a big conversation here at the Capitol, but more importantly around the entire state. We're hearing it from communities and farmers and ranchers that this is an issue that needs to be addressed.
All right, State Senator Ken Bogner out of Helena. That Senate bill, let's see, I know I got it on our Montana Talks website.
203,
there we go. All right. Anything else you want to tell folks across Montana?
I just really encourage you to follow along Senate Bill 203. Hearing is Thursday in Senate Ag. So reach out to your representatives. Let them know that, you know, this is how we protect our nation from, at the state level.
Yeah, all right. Thursday in Senate Ag. I'm going to update our Montana Talks website to include that point, because that's new information. The last we had heard, there was no hearing scheduled yet. So, yeah, if folks support your legislation, get a hold of your local lawmaker and, you know, give a phone call to the legislature, send them an email, and encourage them to support this. So, Senator Bogner, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Great to catch up with you. And a great way, you can go to ledge.mt.gov, leg.mt.gov, to find your lawmakers' information. Or the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association, they published a printed legislative guide, which is great to get your hands on. Or they also have an app for that as well. And by the click of a button, you can call your lawmaker, you can email your lawmakers, not just about this bill, any other topic. All right, you can do the same with our Montana Talks app. You can call us right from the app or call 406-294-0970.
Quickly, those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, got a great message here from Chase in Opheim, Montana, on our Montana Talks app. When it comes to foreign ownership of land, hey, can they target George Soros too? Great idea there, Chase. Thanks for sending us a message here on our Montana Talks app. Let's go right into the phone lines. Jessica in Kalispell, listening to KJJR, wants to jump in on this conversation about the homeless situation. Thanks for the call, Jessica.
Hi. Yeah. So I've been kind of overhearing what people have been saying about homelessness. And to me, I believe that the root cause of homelessness is because of the greedy people that are in charge of housing prices. I believe that if they lower the housing prices in general, I'm thinking the homeless issue would be non-existent, other than those that prefer that lifestyle. Taking care of the problem would be lowering the prices. I think it's pretty obvious. It's just that the greedy people aren't willing to do what's necessary in order to allow affordable housing. And I'm not talking units. I'm not talking AB. I'm talking, like, normal houses for people. And then kicking RV parks out of Kalispell and all of that. I mean, we're talking people here. We're not talking animals. We're talking people. And nobody understands homelessness unless you've actually been homeless. And the people that say that drugs and alcohol, that every single homeless person is like that, they are so, so wrong. You know?
Yeah, no, I think
you have to actually go through that.
Yeah, well, I thought that's what I liked about the Flathead County Commissioner's letter here is that what they're trying to do is find this balance of how do we help the truly needy, the folks who are homeless, especially the folks who are already living here in Montana and came upon bad times. How do we help them? How do we help them with programs that have accountability and that actually work versus just like how are we creating all these handouts that end up recruiting people to come here from out of state? And so how do we make sure that we're truly helping the truly needy, I think is what we're all trying to figure out, right?
Yeah, totally. But see, it's like, okay, so if they lower the prices just in general, I mean, that means that there wouldn't be any homeless people coming to our state in their own state. They could lower their own prices on their own housing. And then those people that can't afford housing would have been able to have houses. It's the people in charge of the prices of the housing that are the cause.
Yeah, I guess I would disagree with you because we've seen instances and we've seen on-camera reporting. Like you go to these homeless encampments in Seattle and they've done this where they've actually interviewed the people that live in these camps and they're saying, oh, yeah, well, we get everything we need. So we eat, we get high, we eat, we get high. And I think you're right. Not everybody who is homeless is on drugs or you know facing other addiction problems, but I think you know you talk with people who run real accountable homeless programs helping the homeless here, and one of the good ones, for example, is Family Promise. Family Promise has you know a few different outfits across Montana, but Family Promise, one of the things they do when they're helping people get out of the homeless situation is they put them through Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. But I think if you talk with people who work very closely with the homeless population, they will straight up tell you The government could come in tomorrow and give somebody a home, give them everything they need. And 2 years from now, they'll be back to having nothing. Now, I think you're exactly right. There's people, especially women and children, who fall on tough times because of tragedy and tragic situations. But I think if we're really honestly talking about the homeless population, going back to what the Flathead County Commissioners had to say, I think we need accountable programs that actually help people instead of just continue to feed the addiction, which is what I think we've been seeing in places like Missoula. And that's where the Flathead Commissioners are saying, hey, we don't want that to happen here. Great to hear from you, Jessica. Yeah, great perspective. All right, let's see. Let's go to Chris in Columbia Falls. Chris, what's going on?
And they are there. You know, there's programs there. People go to meetings and create this atmosphere. What do you do after? They're moving into they were moving into Kalispell. I've been watching them when I go to town. They have encroached themselves on the gazebo in the middle of Kalispell. Right near, right next door to the Chamber of Commerce, and there's five or ten or more that sleep there constantly. So I went by one day last week, and I guess maybe there's a connection here. And the police had just swarmed that area, and they went in there. Maybe there was five or six policemen there, and they were removing these people from that gazebo and putting an orange snow fence around there. And I was wondering how long it would take for the police to do that. Now, I don't know whether there was a connection there, but they did it, and I stayed there and watched a little bit. I was going to take some pictures, but I didn't do that. And they looked like politely just removed these people from there, and except for one, and he was the one that just gave the police a little hard time. They did not get involved.
So did they do the right? Did they do the right thing then? From your perspective, we're just about out of time. Did you feel they did the right thing?
You got to nip it in the bud. That's just the start. This is where it starts, folks.
Nip it in the bud. All right. Appreciate it, Chris. Sorry we're out of time. Bruce and Butte. Wish we had time to get to you. Oh, we do. If you want to call tomorrow. All right. Thanks for being with us.